Now I have comprehensive research material to craft an engaging and accurate section on how different countries argue about who won World War II. Let me write this final reading of the unit study. Countries still argue about who really won World War II. At the end of our last reading, we learned how the success of D-Day depended on many different kinds of courage, from the Polish mathematicians who cracked codes, to the women who ran the machines, to the French citizens who risked their lives. But here's something that might surprise you even more. To this day, people in different countries disagree about who actually won World War II. The story you've been taught depends largely on where you grew up and sometimes what movies you've watched. Two very different holidays for a year on May the 9th, something extraordinary happens in Russia. Millions of people flood the streets carrying photographs of their grandparents and great-grandparents who fought in World War II. This is called the Immortal Regiment, a parade where ordinary Russians honor the family members who sacrificed their lives fighting Nazi Germany. Russians call World War II the Great Patriotic War. It is the most sacred holiday in Russia, a day of flowers, tears, and remembering. As one observer described it, Victory Day has relatively little to do with martial pomp. It more closely resembles a national wake in which Russians gather for the most painful and rewarding of human endeavors, remembering, or at least trying not to forget. Meanwhile, in the United States, World War II is mostly remembered through movies and Memorial Day celebrations that honor all American wars. Americans generally believe their country was central to winning the war, a belief shaped in large part by Hollywood films. But is that the whole truth? The numbers tell a different story. Let's look at the facts. During World War II, the Soviet Union lost approximately 27 million people, both soldiers and civilians. Compare that to the United States, which lost around 400,000, and Britain, which lost approximately 450,000. This means that for every American who died in World War II, roughly 62 Soviet citizens perished. Even more striking, approximately 80% of all German soldiers who died in the war died fighting on the Eastern Front against the Soviet Union, not against American or British forces. Soviet Marshal Georgi Zhukov, one of the greatest generals of the war, spoke bluntly about these sacrifices. Not a single bomb was dropped on American territory. Not a single shell hit an American city. In the war against Germany and Japan, the United States lost 405,000 men. Britain lost 375,000 men, while Poland, for example, lost 6,000 and Yugoslavia 1,706,000 people. Even Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister, who was no friend of communism, admitted the truth. In a speech in August 1944, Churchill acknowledged, "I have left the obvious, essential fact to this point, namely, that it is the Russian armies who had been doing the bulk of the fighting against Nazi Germany. How did Americans come to think they won the war? If the Soviet Union did most of the fighting and dying, how did so many Americans come to believe the United States was primarily responsible for defeating Nazi Germany?" The answer has a lot to do with what happened after the war ended. The United States and the Soviet Union, though they had been allies against Hitler, quickly became rivals in what we call the Cold War. Each side competed for power and influence around the world. In this new conflict, the United States didn't want its citizens thinking favorably about their former Soviet allies. So the story of the war changed. Movies began focusing on American heroism. Books emphasized D-Day over Stalingrad. Slowly, over decades, many Americans forgot or never learned how much the Soviet Union had contributed to defeating Hitler. Hollywood's role. One of the biggest influences on how people remember the war has been Hollywood movies. After World War II ended, the United States government worked closely with movie studios to shape how the war was portrayed on screen. A 1946 agreement between the United States and France actually required French movie theaters to show French-made films only 4 out of every 13 weeks. The rest of the time was filled with American movies, including many about World War II. As one analyst noted, the flood of Hollywood productions contributed heavily to a cultural Americanization, influencing both the way of life and historic realities. Films about D-Day, like the famous Saving Private Ryan, became classics. These movies told exciting, heroic stories about American soldiers. But there were far fewer Hollywood films about the Battle of Stalingrad, where the war's real turning point occurred, or about the 27 million Soviets who died fighting Hitler. The result? Surveys show that a majority of Americans believe the United States contributed the most to defeating Nazi Germany. In France, interestingly, surveys taken right after the war showed that most French people believed the Soviet Union had been most responsible for the victory. But by 2004, after decades of American movies, French opinion had shifted to credit the United States instead. Different countries, different memories, history, people often say, is written by the victors. But World War II had multiple victors who told very different stories about what happened. In Russia, the Great Patriotic War remains central to national identity. The Victory Day parade on Red Square is one of the largest annual celebrations. Russians grow up learning about the 27 million citizens their country lost and the heroism of the Red Army that liberated Berlin. In the United States and Western Europe, D-Day has become the symbol of the war's turning point, even though many historians argue the real turning point was the Soviet victory at Stalingrad in early 1943, more than a year before American and British soldiers landed in France. In 2019, the European Parliament even passed a resolution that, in Russia's view, tried to blame the Soviet Union equally with Nazi Germany for starting World War II. Russian leaders saw this as an outrageous attempt to rewrite history and diminish their country's enormous sacrifice. Why this matters today, you might wonder. Why does it matter? Who gets credit for something that happened so long ago? It matters because how we remember the past shapes how we act in the present. Countries that feel their sacrifices have been forgotten or disrespected often become resentful. Disagreements about World War II history continue to affect relationships between Russia and Western nations today. It also matters because understanding the truth makes us better thinkers. Throughout this unit study, you've learned many surprising things. That D-Day happened after Germany was already losing. That France was excluded from planning its own liberation. That American companies helped Nazi Germany build its war machine, and that women and people from small countries made crucial contributions that history books often forget. What you've learned, think back over everything you've read this week. You learned that the Soviet Union bore the greatest burden of fighting and dying in the war against Nazi Germany. You learned that France, the country being liberated, wasn't allowed to help plan its own rescue. You discovered that some American companies were making money helping Hitler, even as the world moved toward war. And you met the codebreakers and resistance fighters, many of them women, many from overlooked countries like Poland, whose secret work made D-Day's success possible. These stories don't fit neatly into simple tales of good versus evil, or of one country saving the world. Real history is messier than that. Different people remember the same events differently, based on where they live, what stories they've been told, and what facts have been hidden or forgotten. Being a wise reader of history. The most important lesson from this unit study might be this. Always ask questions about the history you're taught. Who is telling this story? What might they be leaving out? Whose contributions are being forgotten? When you hear that one country won a war, consider whether other countries also sacrificed and fought. When you watch a movie about historical events, remember that movies are made by people who choose what to show and what to leave out. When someone tells you, "That's just how things were," consider whether there might be other perspectives you haven't heard. Being a wise reader of history doesn't mean being cynical or refusing to believe anything. It means being curious about what you don't know and humble about what you think you do know. It means listening to different perspectives and being willing to change your mind when you learn new facts. The people who lived through World War II, the soldiers, the resistance fighters, the code breakers, and the millions of ordinary people who died deserve to have their stories told truthfully. That's why understanding multiple perspectives on who won the war isn't just an academic exercise. It's a way of honoring everyone who fought, suffered, and died, no matter which country they came from.